And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
As the shock and anger and grief continues over the mass shooting in Orlando, calls for common sense changes to gun laws increase, only to be shouted down by folks citing the Second Amendment to the Constitution, guaranteeing the right to bear arms. But why is only the Second Amendment absolute? Freedom of speech is in our Constitution too, but it has limits. You can't shout fire in a crowded movie or produce child pornography or communicate a threat without facing serious consequences, but they are all forms of speech. The Fourth Amendment guarantees us privacy, but Congress is now debating how much data the government can collect about us for national security, and there are calls for the FBI to increase its surveillance of people who might pose a threat, even if they are citizens protected against unlawful search and seizure. But somehow the Second Amendment is more sacred even when our safety is at stake, even when people are massacred by weapons that were only designed to make killing easier. That simply can't happen this time. Too many lives have been lost to do nothing. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.